coming up on episode number 856. It is Thursday night. It's cover story night. And not related to any birthdays here, we're going to do a cover story for The Smiths, the third in the series of Smiths covers. One was in the 200s somewhere, another one in the 500s. So we're right on time, right? You know, if it's every 300 episodes to do a Smiths cover story, then I think we're right on track. You're getting covers of all the great songs you know by The Smiths. Stop me if you think you've heard this one before. How Soon Is Now? Please, please, please let me get what I want. And more. All this and more, like I said, more, coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher. Whole world is rough. It's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a little hulu. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville. For a Thursday night, it is Thursday, March 29th, 2012. My name is Brian Ibbett. Everybody take a drink. 2012 is the year. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville. Tonight, the music of The Smiths. I really had to pare a lot of stuff down because I've got so many Smiths covers in my library that I could easily do. I could easily do like a 2-3 hour show of depressing Morrissey songs, but I'm not going to do that today. I'm going to do a 40 minutes of music, plus however much I prattle on in between. Let's kick it off. Let's start with Panic. This is by Dynamo's Rhythm Aces. Comes from a 2007 collection of Tom Middleton's crazy covers. It is crazy, but it's damn good. Here is Panic by Dynamo's Rhythm Aces.
Panic on the streets of London, panic on the streets of Birmingham. I wonder to myself, could life ever be sane again? The lead side street that you slipped down, I wonder to myself. Hopes may rise in the grass mist, but honey, buddy, you're not safe there. So you run into the safety of the town. There's panic on the streets of Carlisle, Dublin, Dundee, and Humberside. I wonder to myself, yeah, I wonder.
William, you're looking worried. Worried, boy, I'm panicking. What you panicking about, William?
Well, I'm gonna tell you. What if there was a big old nuclear explosion?
Oh, what?
Yeah, and everyone was wiped out.
What?
And there was no one left. Because the music that he constantly plays says nothing to me about my life. Hang that blessed DJ. Because the music that he constantly plays. That old lead side street which you slip down, provincial towns you jog round. Hang the DJ, hang the DJ, hang the DJ. That old lead side street which you slip down, provincial towns you jog round. Hang the DJ, hang the DJ. Hang the DJ, 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 hang the DJ. Hang the DJ, 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 hang the DJ. Hang the DJ.
Hang the DJ,
hang the DJ, hang the DJ.
Shakily, this position I've held, it pays my way, but it corrodes my soul. I want to leave, you will not miss me. I want to go down in musical history. Oh, frankly, Mr. Shakily, I'm a sickening wreck. I've got the 21st century breathing down my neck. I must move fast, you understand me. I wanna not be ashamed of. Oh.
The Muted Trumpet, the Vampire Slayers, from a tribute called Hand in Glove, the Smiths tribute from 2010. That is What Difference Does It Make? Tons. You know, there are tons of Smiths tribute albums. They might be the band that actually has the most tribute albums devoted to them. Like the one right before that, How Soon Is Now? The Songs of the Smiths by ... from 2004. That was Cursive and their cover of Frankly, Mr. Shankly. Lazy Itis right before that. A song you can get on SoundCloud. That was that 8-bit cover of This Charming Man. It's a project called Super Morrissey Brothers, and a great, great 8-bit cover of This Charming Man by Lazyitis. Among the Oak and Ash from their self-titled album from 2009 with a cover of Big Mouth Strikes Again. And we started off with somewhere between Skiffle and Rockabilly, maybe Skifflebilly, Panic by Dynamo's Rhythm Aces from a 2007 collection called Tom Middleton Presents Crazy Covers Volume 2. That's Volume 2 of that set that was, the first one was called Cosmos Sonica, if you're looking for them. They're really, really cool. Great stuff on there. And despite the fact that it says crazy covers, they're not, you know, insane novelty songs. They're actually really, really decent covers. So go give that one a perusal at your convenience. Coverville today is brought to you by Audible. All right, here's what you do. You're going to go to audibletrial.com/coverville. It's really easy to remember. Audible trial, because you're going to be giving Audible a trial, right? .com/coverville, your favorite podcast of all time, forever and ever. You're listening to this, you're liking Morrissey, maybe you want some thrillers, some noir, some true crime, because nothing goes better with the Smiths than true crime and thrillers and horror. For example, Killshot, an American assassin thriller, The Unabridged. This is a bestseller right now. I hear lots of good things about this. It's Vince Flynn, and you can find that as one of the Audible books that you can download. So when you try Audible, you get a 30-day free trial, which includes a downloadable audiobook. And that's what you get if you sign up for Audible. Every month, you get another book to download, and you get discounted prices if you want to buy more. If you read or listen to books faster than one a month, I do, you get discounts on additional books in that month. The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, all of those Millennium Trilogy books are available as downloadable audiobooks, as well as Harlan Coben, one of my favorite authors. Check them all out. They're right there, audibletrial.com/coverville. Set two, and this is going to be a fun one to play because a lot of you are familiar with the studio version of this. As a matter of fact, I've played it on Coverville before. Mark Ronson and that great, great album that he did of covers. When was that? Was that in 2000? I want to say that was in 2007, and it was the one that had that that Amy Winehouse Valerie cover on there. So, so good. Well, he also recorded an acoustic version of his cover of Stop Me If You Think That You've Heard This One Before. Record it for the Radio 1 Live Lounge, and they included it on Volume 2 of their CD series. Here is Mark Ronson and his cover, his acoustic cover of Stop Me. Stop me if you think that you've heard.
So I drank one, it became four. When it fell on the floor, I drank more. So much more. Yeah. Stop me, yo, don't stop me. Stop me.
your friend's in a coma. I know it's serious.
Like a BB in a boxcar. Yeah, well, don't blame me. Blame the writer of this song, Morrissey. Yeah, don't blame me. Blame Morrissey. You know that fruitcake that sings in the Smith? Don't blame me. Blame Morrissey. Oh, he's celibate. Yeah, well, I'm Mojo Nixon and the anti-Morrissey. Anti-Morrissey, can't you see? Can't you see that I am the anti-Morrissey? Ah, 'cause I'm a meat eater. Hey, I like my meat, and I like it sweet, and I like to get laid, and I always get paid. Hey, Morrissey, kiss my big hairy butt. Girlfriend in a coma, I know. Pretty sure, Doc, she's not going to come out of it. Okay, thanks.
So, you know, if I'm going to do a Smith show, I got to play the anti-Morrissey Mojo Nixon from his 2005, actually from his 1995 album, reissued in 2005, Whereabouts Unknown, with a cover of Girlfriend in a Coma. Before that, keeping the rockabilly going, Blue Flame Combo from their album Rockabilly's Go Home with a cover of Ask. Tattoo. Remember the Russian fake bisexual teenage duo? Well, I don't know if they were fake Russians, but yeah, they had that song, They're Not Gonna Get Us. Anyway, that's from that same album from 2002, 200 Kilometers Per Hour in the Wrong Lane, Tattoo covering How Soon Is Now. Mark Ronson right before that with a cover of Stop Me. If you think that you've heard this one before, an acoustic version of his cover that he did for the album Version back in 2007. That version was recorded for Radio 1's Live Lounge and included on Volume 2 of their CD set. Well, I don't know about you, but, you know, after listening to all these Smith songs, I really could go for something happy. And ThinkGeek has me set with happy stuff. For example, how about a life-size 40-inch inflatable turret from Portal 2? What? Yes, you can stack these all over your house and... And then, you know, when Shell comes through trying to figure out how to get from your kitchen to your spare bedroom using holes in the wall, well, you know, this turret will block her way. Check it out, the Portal 2 life-size inflatable sentry turret. It's just one of those amazing things you can get over there at ThinkGeek, stuff for smart masses, and they still have their special going on right now. Free shipping on orders of $75 or more. Get the details by going to coverville.com and clicking on the ThinkGeek link. You'll be transported instantly, like a portal, right? Right over to their site where you'll find stuff for smart masses. That's thinkgeek.com. Last set of music. And if you are a big fan of the end of year shows, the countdown shows, then you're familiar with a group called Frente and their song, their cover of New Order's Bizarre Love Triangle. Great version right there. And the vocalist behind Frente is a woman named Angie Hart. I don't think Frente is still around anymore, but she's releasing some solo stuff, including an album in 2009. I think it was her second solo album in 2009 called Eat My Shadow. And if you buy the import version of that CD, you won't get it on the MP3 version, but you will get it on the import actual CD version of that album. You'll get this great cover with her gorgeous voice of There Is a Light That Never Goes Out. Here is Angie Hart.
Take me out tonight, where there's music and there's people and they're young and alive. Driving in your car, I never, never wanna go home, because I haven't got one anymore. Take me out tonight, because I wanna see people and I wanna see life. Driving in your car, oh please don't drop me home, because it's not my home, it's their home, and I'm welcome no more. If a double-decker bus crashes into us, to die by your side is such a heavenly way to die. If a 10-ton truck kills the both of us, to die by your side, well, the pleasure, the privilege is mine. Take me out tonight. Take me anywhere, I don't care, I don't care, I don't care, I don't care. In the darkened underpass, I thought, oh God, my chance has come at last. Then a strange fear gripped me, and I just couldn't ask. If a double-decker bus crashes into us, to die by your side, a heavenly way to die. If a 10-ton truck kills the both of us, die by your side. Well, the pleasure, the privilege is mine. There is a light that never goes out. 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 There is a light.
The rain falls hard on a humdrum town. This town has dragged you down. Oh, the rain falls hard on a humdrum town. This town has dragged you down. Oh, no. And everybody's got to live their life. God knows I've got to live mine. God knows I've got to live mine. Say, oh, would you like to marry me? If you like, you can buy the ring. She doesn't care about anything. Would you like to marry me? If you like, you can buy the ring. I don't dream about anyone except myself.
Thank you.
I'm tired and I want to go to bed. Sing me to sleep, sing me to sleep, and then leave me alone. Don't try to wake me in the morning, 'cause I will be gone.
From the soundtrack to the film Sucker Punch. The soundtrack for me was the best thing about that film. That is Emily Browning. I know a lot of people liked it. I like the special effects from that film, but I love the soundtrack, and you can't hate me for that. 2011 soundtrack to Sucker Punch. Emily Browning right there with a cover of Asleep by Request. Before that, William Fitzsimmons from the brand new, well, late last year, tribute to the Smiths that came out from American Laundromat Records. Go pick this up. It's so good. Please, 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 a tribute to the Smiths. That was that cover right there of Please, 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 Let Me Get What I Want by William Fitzsimmons. Duncan Sheik right before that from his album from last year called Covers, the 80s. That was a cover of William, It Was Really Nothing. And Angie Hart of Frente from her album Eat My Shadow. Make sure you get the import edition with two CDs. Came out in 2009. That is There Is a Light That Never Goes Out. And with that, we're going to bring this edition of Coverville to a close. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have any suggestions, ideas, thoughts, questions, anything like that, email me, coverville@gmail.com. If you are a Coverville citizen, you'll be happy to know that I think I've got just about everything working. I see there's one more link that I need to fix, but shows should be coming through just fine. So if you had to switch to another feed to get episodes of Coverville, then you'll be happy to know that you can switch back. Everything is now working as it should be. So what, we were down for a couple days. I apologize for that. Hope it wasn't a big deal. Anyway, we will be back next week with another fine episode of Coverville. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. Bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. And Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios mega feed. You'll get all those podcasts, all the great Frog Pants podcasts. How do you find out more about that? You go to frogpants.com, where you're going to find podcasts so good, heaven knows you'll be listening to podcasts now. Really?
Visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.